can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news, my head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man, but as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Okay, we're back. This is Ralph Grimmett Winroad II with the Ralph Winroad Show out of Alaska. And Doug, let's go ahead and finish up here.
Okay, so what happened there is after they found all that child porn and raided his, home, and they found 1,000 child porn videos in his possession, and so they started looking through it, and they claimed that there weren't any children from Sonoma County, so they turned over to the Mueller in the, as the U.S. attorney in San Francisco. And but the problem is that they had him in jail, county jail, for $250,000 bail, and then they brought in a retired judge and his law firm before he became a judge. The address in Healdsburg was 666, and so he turned around and made reduced the bail to nothing and put him out on the street for OR, and this is how this cover up.
Do you have real evidence of this?
It's been in the papers in Santa Rosa.
It may be all these places, but my question is, do you have the evidence in your personal possession? That's my question.
Well, I reviewed it on the internet and went ahead and wrote a report on it over 10 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. But, let me stop you right there, because the way to get a hold of me is you can email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and I will respond, because that one's not put out for the advertisers. Or my number is 907-355-8304.
Okay.
Yeah, or you can text me, right? Yeah. So, and I don't meet people at my house. I've had 3 FBI stings against me, and I don't believe anybody. And I'm not saying that you are, but been there and done all this, and I need evidence. And so, anyway, if you get up here, give me a shout, okay?
Oh yeah, I'll be there, and I'll be calling you within less than a week.
Well, like I say, I meet people in Wasilla at the Matsu restaurant, and I'm a very suspicious guy. They got me once, but they're not going to get me again. So, okay?
So is your office still in Anchorage?
I have no office. I went out. They run me out of business in 3 years. The Department of Defense went after me, and they took Mitel, and Mitel put another dealer in Anchorage, was illegal. And so they gave them a better deal on the product, so then I couldn't meet the sales requirements, so therefore they put me out of business. Because Mitel told me to get out of politics, and I told Mitel to go to hell. I said, look, I am getting awards for selling beyond for my side, for the state and the population. I'm getting awards at the national conventions. And you will not tell me what I spend my money on. And you will not shut me up. So they put another dealer up here, and then they were giving them a better deal, so then I couldn't meet the sales. And in the telecommunication world, if you do not have software support, you're out of business.
Okay, just one last thing about Mueller, and he compromised the case. He held it for 2 years, didn't do anything on it, and then he took it to a grand jury with only charging Asimov with only 4 counts. And the grand jury, of course, didn't have the evidence, so they only indicted him for 2 counts. And so instead of facing 5 years times 1,000 videos, 5,000-year conviction, they gave him a 6-month OR with an ankle bracelet, and they could have confiscated his home.
Okay, well, like I said, give me the evidence, give court cases. I like to look stuff up. I have Pacer, so I'll check it out, okay?
Yeah, please go to the internet. It's all over the internet. All your listeners should.
Well, I know there's all, but I don't. I spend my time reading legislative history and writing legal briefs, and I don't have time to do. But if you got something, send it to me. You got my email, my phone number. Okay.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Susie in Arkansas. You're up next. Hello.
Hi, Ralph. This is about your putty cat.
Oh,
I just love animals. But I tell you what. I want you to check out bentonite clay. I know it's so simple, and I have a book on it, and according to this, they have had all kinds of successes with even pets.
And well, I'll tell you what. You have my email address, irs@alaska.com.
I'm not online.
Oh, boy, you're one of the few people. You're really off the grid, huh?
Yep, I am. Let me take your phone number and I'll call you. Can I do
okay,
that?
Okay, it's
905-555.
I'm
sorry, the last.
3355. 355, and then it's 8304, okay?
Oh, 355, and the last four again, I'm sorry.
8304.
Okay, when is the best time?
Because whenever. You just try it. You never know. I work 24/7. Sleep, eat. Now you never know when I'm up, okay?
Okay, then I'll tell you what I can tell you about it because I think it would help.
Okay, all righty. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, now getting back to Aretha Franklin. I don't know the gal. I've never researched her. She was a great, obviously had a great voice. She was into soul music, which is not my kind of music at all. But that's so what, okay? I like country western, those type of songs, okay? A lot of people don't like country western, so. But the part that bothers me about her funeral and her life, and I'm not the judge of her life, but is she a great model? She had her first child when she was 12 years old. 12 years old. She had her second child when she was 14. Then she married her husband at 19, and she gave birth to Ted Jr. at 25. She had her last son, age 28, 1970, from her tour manager, Ken Cunningham. The problem that I have is this. First of all, and that's just, it's just me, my personal opinion, I think in your last days on life in the world, I would be thinking about where, if I'm a Christian, am I going to make it to heaven? Am I making? Am I forgive all the people that's there? Now, McCain, of course, he couldn't forgive anybody because he's just an angry, mean, old, evil, possessed by demon shape changer. I don't know, Antichrist. Who knows what he was? I don't know. But she had a funeral that was supposedly a gold coffin. They said solid gold. Well, it couldn't have been solid gold, but gold. 130 pink Cadillacs she wanted in the procession. And I watched her, I watched just a couple of videos of, she came out in this great big long coat that's black and white. I don't know if it's mink or, I don't know what kind of coat it was, which is whatever. Seemed to me like, and I listened to her Amazing Grace rendition and a soul, and it's just not me at all. She had a voice, yeah, but I like, there are people that have done Amazing Grace, because that is an absolutely astounding song. And she chopped it up. I'm sorry, that's just me. But now we get back to something else. Okay, I think her funeral was way over. Then, just like McCain, we have all of these people that show up that are bona fide, certified liars. And they're the best of buds, the Clintons and the Bushes, and, oh, God, they're just all Obama and Michael, actually, a man, at your funeral. Now, at her funeral, her daughter, as far as I'm concerned, disrespected her dad at the McCain thing. At the Aretha Franklin, we have some guy like Sharpton. I wouldn't allow him to clean somebody else's toilet down the road. He is such a piece of garbage. He gets up and makes comment, and they applaud political type stuff in a church at a funeral. Now, I'm sure Aretha Franklin didn't okay that. But what kind of people show up at a funeral and applaud political stuff in a funeral? There's something really, really wrong with what's going on here, folks. That's not, it's just not acceptable in our culture. It's not honoring Franklin. But maybe she was of that ilk. I don't know. I really have no knowledge one way or the other. But her life doesn't, from the little bit of research that I did, doesn't really stand up as something that I would want to say this is the way people should live. And then I found this. This is in the book Respect. Author is David Ritz. Details the lifestyle of Franklin's father. Maintained he was reportedly a church that fronted orgies. Ray Charles. Now, we've heard of him. He's a good singer in his type of way, who encountered C.L. Franklin's gospel group, that's the dad, in 1950, said, this is a quote from him. This is a quote from Ray Charles. When it came to pure heart singing, they were mother, F-U-C-K-E, or whatever. When it came to pure sex, they were wilder than me. And that's saying something. In those days, I had a thing for orgies. But I had to be the only cat in a room with two or three chicks. This is Ray Charles talking. He continues on. The gospel people didn't think that way. Charles continued. The cats liked the cats, and the chicks liked it with the chicks, and no one minded mixing it up that way or that. I got a kick out of seeing how God's people were going for it hard and heavy, every which way. I was just surprised to see how loose they were, end quote. This is Ray Charles talking. It's a quote. I presume that it must be correct. It's a quote from Ray Charles, or otherwise it had been sued, and it's put out in the book. to be pregnant and have a child at 12 and then 14. Like I say, I'm not denigrating Aretha Franklin. She had an amazing voice. Absolutely. She could play the piano. Absolutely. She was very, very gifted. Her type of music is not my type of music. I do not like soul music. I don't even like the Latin type music much, and I love to dance, but I love to dance to country, western, swing, and all that other stuff. But everybody's got their own type of music. So anyway, I just want to put that out there, because I think the funeral, from my perspective, 130 pink Cadillacs and a gold coffin, and populated by a bunch of people that are clapping and applauding in a church that's supposed to be there. Now, she had no control over that, obviously, because she's dead. What kind of people show up that applaud a political thing to honor somebody that's died? There's really something wrong here, folks. Not necessarily with her, but the people she associated with or with the church. I don't know. There's something really wrong. Anyway, Rhonda in Missouri. Question, comment?
Comment, Ralph. I was on hold for a minute, so I didn't hear if you said the other two people that were invited to the funeral last minute, mind you, invited by Lindsey Graham, I read an article, was Ivanka and Jared Kushner. And yeah. They were there.
Yeah, they were.
And they went, I'm like, what is that about?
Well, I think I think it's out of protocol.
No, I don't know, though, because, you know, I think, well, Lindsey Graham in the article had said that he had to get that approved by Cindy McCain, and I bet you she was jumping up and down going, yeah, let's get one more smear on Trump. Let's invite his daughter. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking from where I'm sitting.
That's what they did.
So,
yeah. But
right?
Who would get around and do that? These people are evil. She should have been there honoring her dad. And he was a criminal. He was a traitor. He was a liar, amongst many other things. But to get around and use that platform to go after Trump, that woman is, I don't know what to say.
Well, yeah. One more thing she did, and I couldn't watch the whole thing. It was disgusting, in my opinion, when she was talking about her dad dying, and, you know, she referred to America as a she, you know, so that's what they do. And she said, America whispers, we don't, you know, America, she, the country, knows that she was always great, so she doesn't need to be great again because she was always great.
Right.
I'm like, have you lost it? Okay, I lost it when I lost my dad, but I wasn't talking like she is. I mean, she reminds me of a Saturday Night Live character. I can't quite put my finger on who it was, but not the girl that sniffed her armpits, but, you know, Molly something.
Right.
Her, but the blonde that had this snarky look on her face, and what is going on with her? She's gained a lot of weight. I don't know, maybe she's comfort food or something, but not to be ignorant, but she is totally, I mean, and they said the whole time that McCain, he is the one that kind of drafted his funeral, if you will. He wanted to be a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess all of his wishes are being fulfilled, but I'm just like, I would never have brought up, well, he was a politician, but you know, I don't know. It's tacky the way she's carrying on, for sure. The way she carries on, you know. But you know, once the music is over, you know, Ralph. Mm-hmm. Once it's all said and done, it's going to sink in, because this thing has lasted how much? How long? A week?
Yep.
He's not a president. He's not a president.
Hold on a minute. We got to go to break.
Okay,
hold on a minute.
Okay.
If you want to finish up, we got to go to break.
Yeah. All right.
Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, well, we're back here. This is Ralph Winterode, and I'm going to make a couple comments and go ahead after I make my comments. Also, in that Aretha Franklin, this pastor gets up there and he puts his arm around this singer and he's feeling up her boobs on the right side. Oh, that's just an accident. What's she going to do? She going to jerk away? What's she going to do? Oh, I apologize. After he doesn't know what he got a hold of? Oh, you betcha. And then we got this picture of Bill Clinton sitting back there with his mouth open like a little kid could have candy, and he's oogling her up and down. Wow, man, I'd like to get a piece of that. What? These people are pure damn evil. Anyway, go ahead, Rhonda, with what you want to get across.
Yeah, I was just going to finish up with, so they have a list of people who have lain in, I don't know how you say it, lie in state at the Capitol building.
Right.
How do you make it on the list? Because, like, I see Senator Daniel Inouye, and then right. Before that it was President Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, Billy Graham, Rosa Parks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, there's other people that have died that haven't. What did he do to get on the list?
He was accepted by the deep state corruption that's up there. They first of all, he's down in Arizona. Oh, they all line up. And then he goes to the Capitol. Oh, they all line up again. Then we go to the church. Oh, we all line up again. And then we go to a closed memorial on the Naval Cemetery. And, oh, this is taking about a week. I mean, where did they? Yeah. The only place they didn't go was they should have got him down and say, "Where in the hell? Where is hell? Let's." He should show up there. I'm sorry.
You know what, maybe, well, no, but, you know, I thought about that, because I know, I mean, I lost my dad, and obviously he was nothing like John McCain, but if you think about it, if you believe in there's a heaven and a hell, and, you know, everyone wants to believe that their parent went to heaven, but, you know, I saw a quick brief thing of him on The View. His daughter had him as a guest on The View. And, you know, Whoopi Goldberg and everything. And, you know, it's really weird because it was right after he got the diagnosis. It was in October of last year. And I watched it. And they talked about his diagnosis. And he's like, okay, everybody stop. He puts his hands up. And he gets a little, like, churchy, you know? I mean, I'm a Christian, but he's like, I just want to say everybody needs to you know, enjoy every minute of every day because you don't know how much time you have left. Because the good Lord can take you. Here's what he said. The good Lord can take you whenever he wants to. So I'm like, when have you ever heard him talk like that? People do get reflective when they get a diagnosis like he did. And there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. But I just thought it was really weird because you've never seen him. You've seen him, like, provide, like, I don't know, what was the last thing I saw him do? He was part of that Russian dossier. You know, you saw him getting those documents in there and trying to destroy somebody. That's not a Christian attitude. That's not a Christian attitude at all. So then you go, because people, when they do stuff like that, Ralph, they don't think about what's going to happen when they're dead. Because everybody dies. And it's very sad.
Well, it is. And he never repented, which would have been nice, but he didn't. He wanted to get even after he was dead.
Right.
By setting up his funeral the way it was. I mean, I don't know. I say these people are either because the people in Christ's times were possessed by demons, or they're shift changers, or he's just an antichrist. There's a lot of antichrists down here. So I don't know what he was, but I know one thing.
One more question.
A certified liar.
One more question real quick.
Sure.
You know, so this is, apparently he died last Saturday, and he is buried today. That's 8 days.
Yep.
When these presidents like Ford and Reagan died, I was halfway watching it, you know, but did those funerals drag on that long? Did they go on that long?
I didn't think so.
Yeah, it's really weird how he's just like, but I'll tell you what, when he's in the ground, and my mom was buried recently, and I couldn't even, people are like, you want to throw some dirt on her grave? I said, no, that's like throwing dirt on her face. Like, we couldn't help you, Mom, so here you go, have some dirt. You know, I'm sorry, that's my mindset. I couldn't do it because it's tradition, but I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. But it will sink in. It will sink in. When all the fluff is over, she will feel it. Okay, Ralph, I'll let you go.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Colin.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Well, we're back here. And this is Ralph Winterroth again with the Ralph Kermit Winterroth, or Ralph Kermit Winterroth, the Ralph Winterroth Show out of Alaska. And I'm going to read a little bit here that I think has application to what's going on. Our country is in great peril. And thank God for, oh, we got another caller. I'm sorry, Paul in New Jersey. Go ahead. I didn't see you there. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Question, yes, comment? Sir.
Yeah, I wanted to make several comments about the John McCain funeral. Okay. And the way people, float around, because one of the common maxims you hear repeated constantly is concerning the military people is thank you for your service and thank you for your service. Now, for one, I'm a dove. I have never advocated through the course of my life for any of these foreign wars, which are often on the other side of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think to myself, what's so wrong with America that we, just can't stay and enjoy this beautiful continent or huge nation of ours? But instead, these men volunteer to go to the other side of the world and basically serve an imperialist agenda. which runs contrary to what
I'm going to stop you right there and make a comment. Yeah. Then go ahead. Let me make a comment. I joined the military because I was going to go see the world and all this other. I had some other things. First of all, the people that join the military, a lot of the people are patriotic and they want to serve their country. They don't know any better. I didn't know any better. I was 17 when I went in. And the bottom line is, it isn't us. It isn't just like I have a good friend. He got drafted to go to Vietnam. Well, I got in and out before that all happened. But the bottom line is, it's Congress or our leaders that are putting us into these wars for nefarious reasons. And if you are in the military, that's why I thank people for their service. The bottom line is, you have to be there. You don't have a choice. Now, like my friend, he came home from Vietnam, and the people spit on him, or on the people that did come from Vietnam, and supposedly it was the people that were served that put their life on the line, if they weren't the problem. The problem was the Congress and the damn President Johnson and all those people. Those were the people that were the people they should have been pissed at, but they wanted to go after the people that actually had to put their lives on the line. That is not the problem. So that's why I thank people for their service. I didn't do anything spectacular at the time that I was in, but there are people that had to put their lives in jeopardy and go to Vietnam, or they were in World War II or Korea or God knows what. Anyway, go ahead. That's my comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm a dove, and I do empathize with those who were drafted. I do, because they were coerced and forced into it, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. What's a dove mean?
I am against, all the wars we've been involved in through the course of my life. They're all volitional.
So what do you do? You don't fight for your own liberty?
Well, I try to vote for my own liberty. I'm not going to fight anybody.
If you're not going to fight anybody, so you're just going to let them come in. Okay, so then the illegals that come over in this house, you got your door open, and you just allow them in then because you're not going to fight?
That's a different matter, but nonetheless, well, where's...
No, it is. They're invading your house, your lifestyle. These people want to take over our country.
Wait a minute. But our government, you see, that's part of my point. I'd have more respect for somebody who volunteered to join ICE that actually enforce our border than to join the Navy so they could basically shack up with ladies in Asia and have a good time.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. People that join the Navy do not do all that. What you're saying, that is a misstatement of the truth. That is absolutely not true.
I've heard there's a lot of people join up with the Navy guys about what they do when they're AWOL in Vietnam and in the Philippines.
You don't have any facts to back up any of that. That's total BS.
Well, I've talked to many sailors, and they told me all about the hijinks going on when they were when they were in Okinawa and their Asian prostitutes.
Oh, there's always a certain amount of that stuff, but that's not why all we can't make a gross statement of that. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, hold up. It's a volitional thing to join the United States military. There's no draft now. You choose get out of your life and improve your life. And so there's an element of selfishness of it. And that's my point. They parade it around that they're serving me. They're serving me. Thank you.
Okay.
They're not serving me.
Yeah,
if
okay.
they're serving
okay,
their
I'm,
own expense.
We're done because I'm not going to listen to this because you're so far off point. These people are, you can't put all these people in a class like that. I was in the military. Well, by the way, were you ever in the military? Were you in the military?
Hold up. May I answer?
Answer my question. I'm the talk
show
doctor.
No, I was not. I was too young at the time.
Okay,
I was
so
not
you're
drafted.
Talking about something you weren't even in the military. We're done.
Of course.
I'm sorry.
Why would I? Why would I serve imperialism?
Make
it sound like serving imperialism.
RBM, cut this off. We're done. I'm not going to allow that type of nonsense on this show. You will not dishonor all the people that have fought and died for our country. Not going to happen. Not on my show. This is total smoke and mirrors. You can't put all the people in that class. Just like I have fought the police up here. But I'm not against the police. We need the police. Yeah, there's a few bad apples. There's a few bad apples. God, if you go look at Congress, there's more bad apples in Congress than there is in the police department. Eesh. Got to have facts. Got to stick on the truth here. I will not dishonor the military people. Not going to happen. Of course, there's a few of them that take advantage of this, that, and the other. Okay, fine. But that is, you can't say that as a statement of fact, because it is not. Pat in Texas, comment, question.
Comment. Thank you very much. My brother was killed after a month in Vietnam. He was a medic. And I miss that man. I miss him, you know, I really do. And I'm 76. So, but, you know, what people don't know is we have a lot to get this investigation done about POWs. And there were 5,000 living people seen all over the world as POWs after the war. And the truth isn't totally known about who was a POW. So you get one like McCain. It just, and they get all the honor, and they spit on everybody else when they came home. You know, yep. And they didn't even want to honor Gulf Storm victims, you know, not victims, but people that came home, but they did. People knew what happened in Vietnam, and they had little honor things going on in their, when I was a child, you know, they'd have a little honor thing for their, for people in their town who came home. So, I don't expect, you know, the New World Order being what it is, that they would ever honor anybody anymore. But really, it's no excuse out here for people who have the, like my son and my husband had a TV show. It was a cable access, and he had a little thing on his desk there that said, if you can speak English, if you can read this, thank a teacher. If you can speak English, thank a soldier. Uh-huh. I don't want to be speaking German. I don't care what they say about Hitler. He was going to try to take over the world, I think. And there's a lot of them. Saddam, he wanted to take over the world. But I'm not for war. I'm not going to defend anybody's war right this second. I don't have time. But, uh-huh. but the point is that you're right. The military is there, and we know it. It's like the police and everybody, and all these people that that think that they don't need any of it. What if it all breaks out and they can't do anything?
Well, look what's happened in Baltimore and Chicago, because the Raul Emanuel disses all the police. They're all bad. Well, then the police say, screw you. Well, I'd say that too. I say, hey, you blacks want to kill more blacks? Get it on. It's called a self-cleaning oven. If your people are going to sit by and you don't want to support the police, sure, there's a few bad apples. But so what?
In our country, the media is the one at fault. And we have to really keep on the media, you know. And I hate to say this, anybody, RBN, anybody, because once a trend of thinking starts, then it's picked up by the guy that just called, and he knows it all, and he wasn't there, and we were there, and we know. Like that guy in Baltimore, the big gentle giant, they said he was he had a record. He had just got, they said he had no record. Yeah, he had a record in another town, but he was 17, so they didn't count that. He was a thug, okay? He was just 18 when he did what he did.
Right.
But, you know, we just can't get the truth. And when, you know, when Rodney King out in riot, and I started to say riot, but when that lady, crazy lady in Washington said, get out there and show your ire and watch. You know, they were burning up watts, tearing down watts, and burning up Chicago, and breaking the cars, windows, everything, everywhere. They didn't ever show you the first 5 minutes of Rodney King beating up all the cops. They showed you the cops beating up Rodney King. And who stopped the riot? Rodney King. He said, can we just all get along? We're not going to go to another planet. And they had to stop because he had given them permission, or supposedly police had given them, the media had given them permission to go out there and do what they did. And all of a sudden, their reason to do it stopped. So all these people who want to jump on soldiers right now, they're going to be the ones going to be blamed whenever there aren't any soldiers or there aren't any police.
I would agree. I'm sorry for your loss in your family, because the bottom line, see, there's so many people that have lost family members, husbands, daughters, wives, girlfriends, whatever. I'm not going to allow a spit on it, because that's what keeps our country what it is. If we didn't have a strong military, which thank goodness Trump is rebuilding, we'd be done. Yeah. These people would take us over at some point.
Well, right. Walk softly and carry a big stick.
Yep, absolutely. Anyway, thanks for listening. I appreciate your comment.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Catherine in Texas. Question? Oh, excuse me just a minute here. I'm sorry.
God bless you.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't need my left ear.
Right, no kidding.
But anyway, I really love that song, the Johnny Cash one that you played. I thought it was so appropriate. And if you can, another song I love that you play is the one with the your eye on the rail.
I got to play that one. Right, that's really a great song. Absolutely.
Oh, but it's just perfect for contemplating your end.
I'll get around and we will play that second hour next Sunday. Yeah, I really like that song.
Oh, God love you. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening.
Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah. Our culture is a Christian nation. Whether you like it or not, if you don't like it, get the H-E-double-L out of here. We need our republic. It was founded on Inalienable Rights of the Creator. That's the Declaration of Independence. And we were citizens of the several states, which were the sovereign countries called the several states. They got together and they started off with the Articles of Confederation that had no judicial, had no executive. And then we set up the government of the United States, and we had a constitution for the United States of America. It's right in the preamble. We have the greatest nation that this earth has ever seen. But we were really close to losing it. The corruption is so deep. And that's one thing Trump has brought up. One man has made a major difference in all around the world. And they can't stand it. These demonic, evil liars that they be. Oh, he's got to, we got to impeach him. We got to do this. We got to, he had Stormy Daniels or whatever that witch's name. Who in the hell cares 10 years ago? I could care less. It's irrelevant. It has no meaning. The thing that I would do, boy, I tell you, if I was in California or if I had the money, I'd tell you, these people that said, oh, we want open borders. You know what I'd be doing? I'd be getting illegals and dropping them off at these Hollywood places and stuff. Hey, here's the Hollywood. Go over there and knock on their doors. They want open borders. Hey, we got some people who'd like to share your house. Work it back the other way. All these people that do this stuff, just load them up and drop them off there. Say, hey, go up there. Absolutely. Turn it around on them. Give them their own gift. You ask and ye shall receive. I love to do that. I love to debate these people or do these type of things. These type of people. Anyway, I wanted to, before I close out today. Oh, I guess Gary and Georgia, we've got another caller, so we'll deal with that. You got a question, comment?
Yes, sir. I know you haven't spoken much about the IRS tonight, but Georgia has a good comment on their public announcement about said if you have to file a Fed, then you got to file a Georgia tax. That's the only place that I've seen where Georgia counts. Of course, we got the two amendments, the congressional amendments, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, and 432. Talks about it, the feds have exclusive jurisdiction in Sports Magazine's Dockyard and other naval buildings.
Well, the real short story of what you're saying there is, the bottom line is, under the National Voter Registration, Georgia is a state of the United States. That means they're like a municipality, a municipal government of the United States. Therefore, and you will find in all of your, anybody that's got a state income tax, there is always a place for the federal, because the states are sitting subordinate to the United States. And the United States can't do federal income taxes. So they have receded it back to the, quote, corporate states, which are the ones which are in the federal areas. That's under the Buck Act. This is all proven. I got all the stuff to prove it. To collect the tax, and on your state income tax, you always have to have a place for the federal income tax. And you cannot file a state income tax until you have filed a federal income tax. And you can't file a federal income tax because under the 1939 Salary Act, the Supreme Court lined out who the federal income tax applied to. But they call it income tax, and then there's something called income. And that's one that they're all different. And I'll probably do the show on that next Sunday. Hold on a minute if you got any comment before. We got to go to break here.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back here. Gary, George, go ahead and finish up, then I've got to make a comment before we get through. Go ahead.
Sure. I'd just like to comment on the current payment Tax Act of 1943, where they got withholding agents, and therefore private citizens are not withholding agents. And you have to be a citizen to be of the United States to file a federal tax return. Thanks,
absolutely,
sir.
That's what it's all about. Yep. Congress cannot touch citizens of the several states. They can't touch you. You have to get out of Babylon, and there's a way to do that. I'll be talking about that next week. Anyway, great. Well, thanks for your call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And John 8, if God were your father, Jesus said to them, you would respect me, for I came from God and am here. For I have not come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not comprehend my language? We can stop right there. We don't, because everything is termed, everything is redefined. There is nobody listening can sign a document by the government and know what it all means, because they do terms, means. They give a whole new definition. Dog means cat. It's just that crazy. Or dog means moon. It has nothing to do with what you think of the language means. Continuing on, because you will not listen to my message, you are from your father, the devil, and it is your desire to practice the lusts of your father. He was himself a murderer from the first and stands not for the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks falsehood, he speaks in his own way, for he is a liar and the father of such. And at the beginning of this, if you establish yourself in my doctrine, you will in reality be my disciples, and you will recognize the truth, and the truth shall set you free. This is out of John 8, a couple of excerpts from starts at 31, and then it goes all the way through the whole chapter. But it's just amazing. You do not understand my language. We don't. I listen to these guys talk and on these talk shows and stuff. It's unbelievable. They're lying to you right in front of us. These people that are practiced in the term definitions. Everything, all the law is not written in plain English. It all has term definitions. There's nothing wrong with a few terms, but everything is redefined. United States, state, citizen of the United States, on and on and on and on it goes. There is nobody listening that can sign an IRS document and know what it means. I guarantee you. I've been doing this a long time, and if you start reading each and one of these sentences and look at all the different words and what they mean and who they stand for, it's not what you think is going on. We always revert back to our Christian status, inalienable rights and creators, a citizen of one of the several states. That's why they always have somewhere buried, you have to, under the penalties of perjury, say, I am a citizen of the United States. I do not want nothing to do with inalienable rights from the Creator. I don't want nothing to do with the Creator. I don't want anything to do with these sovereign countries, the several states, their constitutions. I want to be on Congress's plantation under the plenary power of Congress. And those people are such honest people. That's what they're doing. If it said citizen of France, we'd get it. But citizen of the United States sounds so deliciously corrupt. Or correct. Not corrupt. Correct. Anyway. Thank God, Graham. McCain's gone. Anyway. Watch out for the federalities. They're everywhere. God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many...